Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hold the picture up higher, Marla. Higher.
This isn't going to help you in the audition.
Yes, it will. Bite your tongue.
I'm trying. You have no idea.
Hold the picture up higher.
Fine. Here.
Now let me get a good look at her so I can recall the emotion of what I felt when she died.
Astrid, this is just a little bit twisted, if you want my opinion.
Well, I don't. I want this part so bad. You have no idea how bad.
Do you know the monologue?
Yes. Now shut up so I can do it.
Shutting up.
You know, she was so lovely when she was alive.
But now she's not?
Marla!
Well, just do the monologue.
Okay, here it goes. You have no idea how marginalized you've made me feel. So insignificant. And now you've gone and told everyone how you've marginalized me, diminished me, dismissed me, disparaged me.
How many different words can you use for marginalize? Good grief.
I didn't write it. Hush up. I'm almost to the emotional part.
Well, hurry up. I have things to do.
Like what?
Like anything more productive than this.
Whatever. Back to my audition piece. Diminished, dismissed me, disparaged me, and now you've done it to my sister and my mother and my brother and my father.
How fake can you get?
How dare you?
Faker.
Since when are you a master director?
The picture of your dead cat in an overpriced glass frame, by the way, from when you were a teenager isn't helping you get into the part, Astrid, and they wouldn't let you take it into the audition anyway.
I'm preparing. When I see Lilykins looking at me, the tears start to flow.
Why aren't they flowing now?
You're messing with my acting craft.
That's a laugh. Look, I'm going. I'm going to put Lilykins here on the floor.
Be careful with her.
I am being careful.
Marla!
Quick, do your monologue now, Astrid.
Stage Struck Audio Theater presents Thrilled to Announce. Four starving actors making their way in the windy city of Chicago together searching for fame, stardom, or just a job. This episode, Combustible.
Morning, Sierra.
Yeah.
And it looks like you had the coffee brewing. Go you.
Ben, it's autumn.
That's right. It sure is. Love it. My favorite season of the year.
That's not what I'm talking about. I am in the autumn of my life. The leaves are starting to fall.
What are you on, Sierra? You're not even 30 yet.
I mean professionally. Personally.
You're doing fine. Don't you have an audition later this week?
For a shampoo commercial. Shampoo.
A gig that could pay the bills.
Shampoo, Ben. Glorified soap.
Dough.
Suds and bubbles.
Moolah.
Money isn't everything.
You're delirious. You really are in an autumn mood.
And to top it all off, I haven't had a date in nearly 3 weeks. That's almost a month, Ben. That has never happened to me in my life.
That's my cue to exit stage left.
Don't you move a muscle. I have sat here and listened to you bemoan your state with the beguiling Marla.
That's different.
How so?
I have someone to bemoan about. You're moping about some fictitious romance. Two different things.
From where I'm standing, you and Marla are a fictional romance.
So we're a bit slow.
It's a good thing humanity's future doesn't hinge on you two getting together, because it would be the apocalypse.
Get me a cup of coffee and mind your own business.
Do I live here?
Yes.
Do I exist on this same mortal plane as you two?
Unfortunately.
Then it's my business.
Next topic of discussion, how does one prepare for a shampoo commercial? Please share. Inquiring minds need to know.
At least I have an audition this week. How about you?
I have one.
No way.
I do.
The angels broke out into a song.
It's a paying gig.
A commercial?
Yep.
For who?
I'd rather not say.
Who? Or I'll plant my bunny slipper upside your head.
Doggy zone.
I thought you tanked that a couple weeks ago.
They're letting me come back.
Why?
They found out I can sing.
Since when?
Sierra.
Sing what?
Their jingle.
They have a jingle?
Yeah, you know, when Fido needs a bone, it's doggy zone.
I thought you said you could sing. I've got a great idea. Good morning to you, too. You're looking awfully chipper.
Anyone seen the coffee?
I'll get you some.
Ooh.
Sierra, I will take said bunny slipper and shove it.
We should do our own show. Back up and say that again.
You heard her.
How many people are doing their own work? Anyone know?
Not a clue.
No idea. Lots?
Millions and millions of people. There are new shows popping up every day making stars out of no-talent slobs. We should do our own show.
Our own no-talent slob show.
No, it gets worse. So much worse.
Astrid, honey, you've been making too many of your YouTube videos on how to brush your hair. Sit down and I'll make you some eggs.
We should write a new show together.
On the list of bad ideas, that's got to be number 3. No, make that number 2.
I'm telling you, it gets worse.
How is that humanly possible?
Wait for it. 3, 2, 1.
We write our own musical.
I have to go and prepare for that shampoo audition I have later this week.
Yep, and I have to go hone my craft for Doggy Zone.
Think about it.
We did.
They did.
We take something that really speaks to our generation.
Oh, no, please.
I refuse to write a musical about legalizing marijuana. I won't do it.
I hadn't even thought of that. Great idea, Ben.
Now look what you've gone and done, Ben.
What?
Not asking Marla out on a date.
Sierra?
What's that, Sierra?
Not a thing. Not one syllable did I say of any use to this provocative conversation.
I don't want to sing about weed, Astrid.
Okay, fine. How about being a beer snob? That's very now, very current.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm brainstorming here. Help me.
Beer snobbery as a musical, I ask you.
It's something our generation is into.
We're also into bottled water and fad diets, but you don't see me singing about them.
Living them, yes. Singing about them, no.
Speaking of which, it's time for breakfast.
What is it today? One lima bean?
No, today I get the crust off a piece of bread.
Don't overdo it now.
Guys, you're not helping me here. I'm serious. We should consider writing and performing our own stuff. I'm sick and tired of the burrito commercials.
Since when?
I'll ignore that.
But you didn't.
I'll ignore that one too.
But you...
Anyway, we have something to say. We can write it. I'm tired of the same old acting grind of auditioning, getting frowned at, turned down, and starting the whole process over again. It's getting discouraging.
That's the actor's life.
Except for you. Oink, oink.
I can't help it if I'm playing a pig in a play, Sierra.
Oh, yes, you could. If you had any self-respect, you could.
Well, I don't have any of that, do I? But I do have money to pay my bills. I do have money to go out and eat every once in a while. I do have money to buy clothes. I do have money to...
But are you happy?
What does that have to do with it?
Are you?
I'm content.
See? You're not happy. And we can write about that.
I don't think so.
I'm intrigued, slightly.
Great, and I think Marla has given me the perfect idea for the show.
Here we go.
I didn't do any such thing.
What kind of a show?
Get this. About relationships.
Astrid, come on. Every single show since the beginning of musical theater is about relationships.
But not about relationships for our age group.
What's that mean?
I'm getting an icky feeling over here.
I second that emotion.
Guys, we need to take this seriously.
Who says so?
I do.
Let's hear her out, and then we can vote no.
We're all using the Combustible app, right?
Astrid, that is highly personal. I can't believe you would ask such a question.
Are you?
You bet. That's how I met half the guys I've dated.
The all of which you dumped.
Not my fault they were idiots.
I don't think we should be discussing a hookup app, Astrid. That's embarrassing.
Why is that?
Yeah, why, Marla? Is there someone you don't want to know about your hookup activities?
No! It's just private. Personal.
Are you on it all the time, Marla?
Ben?
Inquiring minds need to know.
Look, Ben, I don't think now is the time or the place.
Anyway, the profiles alone would make 4 or 5 songs.
Marla, I'm not sure why you would need to...
Funny stuff. Listen to this one.
You're not using Combustible right now, right here in front of us, are you?
Sure. I have 19 guys that are all on my Combustible list.
19? No fair. I only have 10. And one of them is old enough to be my dad.
TMI, I do not want to know this.
It's not like I'm gonna date him, even though he owns a yacht.
three houses and is looking for some gal to will all his property to. Wait, why am I not wanting to date him?
Okay, this is getting out of control. I'm going to prepare for my audition.
No, wait a minute. You didn't hear the profile. Dog lover with a fetish for tacos. Into competitive flower arranging. I love cheese and the letter Q.
This can't be real. Show me.
Oh. He's cute. What's his profile name?
No, we aren't doing that.
That's right. We're writing a musical. Dog lover with a fetish for tacos. The competition flower arranging.
You did not just sing that.
Why not? It's about as good as Tutankhamun the musical.
Oh, you take that back right now. That is the best musical in the world because it doesn't pander to the lowest common denominator.
Look at this one. Don't like to hold hands, love to hold toes. My feet are my life.
Let me see that.
Guys!
Don't like to hold hands, love to hold toes. My feet are my life.
You absolutely cannot have come up with a better idea. I love it.
You cannot be serious.
Combustible the musical.
I can see the lights on Broadway.
Marla, surely you don't think this is a good plan.
If you can't beat them, Ben, join the insanity.
That's the spirit.
If it gets me a role that's an actual human instead of playing a pig, I'm in.
Yay! Give me one. Ooh, let me see your phone.
That one. It screams out as a song.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gainfully, gainfully employed. I know to wash my dark separate from my whites. Never been addicted to crack.
That sounds like one of the matches of my combustible account.
I thought that was private and personal.
Not now it isn't.
You're all insane. I'm out of here.
What's his problem?
Ignore him. He'll get over it.
Did someone record that? I think I just came up with half a song there.
Yeah, someone get me a pen so I can start signing my autograph.
There you are, Ben. No one's seen you for 2 days.
I've been busy.
Doing what in particular? Pouting, brooding, moping, fretting.
For your personal information, yes, I have. Satisfied?
Sure. What are you cooking for lunch?
Mac and cheese.
Ooh, my favorite kind of cheese. Make me some.
Make your own, Sierra.
Hey, don't throw me under the bus when you're really mad at Marla.
Now, why would I ever be mad at her?
Oh, please, Ben. Your display, which was overacted, by the way, from the other day. Way overacted.
I was not overacted.
Please, you were Nicolas Cage on steroids.
Not even close.
Al Pacino from anything he's made.
Untrue.
William Shatner is Captain...
Now you've gone too far, Sierra. Just stop right there. I draw the line at Shatner. That is hallowed ground. Hallowed, I tell you.
Would you just get over the fact that Marla has a combustible account and actually uses it?
She actually uses it, Sierra. I thought we had a thing kind of sort of going, maybe...
Don't be too committed there, Ben, or you'll shock everybody you live with here in the apartment.
You're not making this any better, you know?
No sympathy for me, pal.
Fine.
And I like my mac and cheese with extra cheese.
What about your infamous diet?
I'm cheating on it. Don't tell him.
Oh, it's a him now.
It's the closest thing I have to a relationship, so yes, it's a him.
Use your combustible account and find yourself a man, then.
Don't be bitter. Be better, Ben. Wow. See what I did there with all those B words?
Sierra, I'm a guy who likes to move slowly into uncharted territory.
You sure do. You and molasses on a winter's day run neck and neck.
I want to be sure.
Whoever is, find out.
It could mess up this whole living arrangement.
Come on, we're all actors trying to make it. All under one roof. Hear me? One roof. One day your egos will collide and leave no one standing upright.
So, go for it?
Yes. Put extra cheese in the mac.
Sierra.
Do it, now. I'm done talking. Do it or don't, Ben. She won't hold her breath for forever.
She could do something about it, you know.
Done talking.
She could.
I'm done.
She... Ow!
Practicing my stage combat. Thought I do.
That's going to leave a mark.
There you are. How'd it go?
Yuck. They wouldn't know good art if it bit them on the face.
What theater did you go to?
Ablution Repertory.
You did not go and see those guys, Astrid.
Yes, I did. I wish someone would have told me not to bother. Do you know what they're running right now?
I can only imagine.
I doubt it. Potty Hamlet.
Potty Hamlet? As in?
As in, they have toilets on stage for the actors to use when they have to go, since they're doing the full 4-hour version of Hamlet.
And do they?
Do they what?
Use the toilets during the show.
What do you think? They even encourage the audience to come up and do their business when the mood strikes them.
And this is for what reason?
For art!
That's insane.
You're telling me. They thought our idea for a combustible musical was ridiculous unless we actually had combustible items during the show.
That what? Explode randomly?
Something like that, yeah.
Did you play our 2 songs for them?
I got through most of Looking for a Man My Son's Age, and they just stopped me.
That's our best tune.
I know, right? They didn't like it.
But why?
It didn't make a statement.
What? It makes several.
Not like they want. Remember, Marla, this is the theater company that produced a show called Poetic Justice that had actors burn Dr. Seuss books on stage and then had the audience chant, "Burn, baby, burn."
And yet that's art. Ridiculous.
On several levels.
Now who should we talk to?
Not a clue. We may have to produce this one on our own.
Produce our own play?
Why not?
That takes some money, Astrid.
Ask your folks for some. I'm going to ask mine.
Have our parents as producers? Do you think that's a good plan?
Sure, why not?
One, mine wouldn't approve. They barely approve of me living here in Chicago trying to live the dream.
Mine would kick in some money, I'm sure.
Naturally.
I can't help it if my family loves me.
Let's not go on about it.
So, who else?
Who do we know who has some money to invest in a show?
That's edgy.
Okay, sure.
With a fresh new take on love.
Yes, but who?
Not a clue. Everyone we know is a starving actor just like us.
I'm not starving.
Yeah, but is playing a pig in a children's show really art?
Are you questioning my career choices, Astrid?
Now that I think about it, yeah. It's time you did something legit for a change and quit playing an oink oink.
You did not just say that to me.
I did, and I'm saying it for your own good and because I love you and because it's totally degrading to play a pig.
So I should quit my job, which pays, by the way, just so you know, and finish writing this musical with you that just takes combustible profiles and sets them into music.
Yes! That's what I'm saying to you. Be an artist! You're long overdue.
I'm the only one working as an actor in this house right now.
As a piglet in a barnyard. That doesn't count.
Stand still so I can slap you.
Don't you lay a finger on me. Yes! Fight! I put money on Marla. Who wants to bet? Go away, Sierra. This doesn't involve you.
Am I a roommate in this apartment? Do I pay my part of the rent?
Yes.
Then it involves me. Be careful. Marla has a heavy-duty uppercut.
Hey, now, what's going on here?
A fight, which I'm going to win.
I told you the truth out of love, Marla. I know it's hard to hear, but you needed to hear it.
I did not need to hear it. I get paid for as an actor. I don't care if it's for a farm animal.
You did the other day.
That was before you started degrading me and my chosen profession.
You tell her, Marla. She's just jealous.
I am not. I am writing the next great musical.
Oh, come on. Hasn't your combustible idea run its course?
Not on your life. You are putting down my art, my craft.
Maybe it needs putting down.
You did not just say that to me.
I just did.
I put money on Astrid now. This is getting good. Hold on. Let me go make some popcorn.
Shut up, Sierra.
Leave her alone.
You leave me alone.
Let's all leave each other alone.
You put down my art, Ben. Prepare to be slapped.
Don't you touch him.
Yeah, be careful there, Astrid. That's Ben you're talking about.
What's that supposed to mean?
That it's Ben she's talking about?
Meaning?
You better defend your man, girl.
He's not my... Sierra!
Don't go hitting me, Marla.
Girls, ladies, please, let's all calm down a minute before someone gets hurt.
Don't tell us what to do, Ben.
Stop telling him what to do, Astrid.
I love it. Who's next to stop telling someone to do something?
Shut up.
You need to calm down.
These hands are lethal. I'll have you know.
So is your big mouth.
That's it. I'm going to commit an act of violence.
No, you're not.
Ben, watch it.
Ben?
Oh, crap. I punched him.
You knocked him smooth out, girl.
Astrid.
This is me exiting the stage.
You and your great ideas.
Just brew up some coffee and shut your face.
Already on, you anarchist.
Because I want to write the next great show.
Great is pushing the limits of the definition of great.
I have a burrito commercial under my belt and 14 cruddy parts and storefront theater shows that paid in grocery coupons the director cut out of the Sunday paper. I am meant to be a star.
Just because your mother says so doesn't make it so, Astrid.
I'm not speaking to you.
Because I'm telling you the truth?
No, because you're sarcastic.
How do you think I'm gonna make it through the day? It isn't on that one lima bean I had for dinner last night.
Tell me I should be doing this.
Okay, sure. You should.
That was lame.
Okay, sure. You should.
That was overplayed.
Do whatever you want to, Astrid.
I am writing a new musical.
Except for that. Don't do that.
And why not? What else do I have?
Your mother's love.
Uh-huh.
Are you pursuing what you like to do?
Yes.
Are you working hard at it?
You know I do.
Do you take it seriously?
With all my heart.
And are you following opportunities to make things happen?
I'm writing a new musical.
Besides that.
I thought you supported this.
How bad do you want to do it?
Pretty bad.
What sacrifices are you willing to make?
Anything. Besides food and water. I love both of those.
Yes, you do.
Hey, why tell me not to do it?
To see how much you actually want it. You have to remember, Astrid, you're the one known for pursuing every passing fancy that comes around and then quitting it 2 weeks later.
And you think that's what I'll do with this?
Yeah, I do.
When I'm a star, Sierra, don't expect me to talk to you.
Good. I'm not sure I can handle you as a star. You're bad enough as a wannabe.
Ouch. So what if I finish it?
Finish it first and then we'll talk.
About what?
If I get the main part or not. And FYI, the answer is yes. Now get me the creamer for my cup of joe.
Ben, are you okay?
I'm dying.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for hitting you.
Where am I?
On the couch.
What are you doing?
I have a cold compress on your head.
I was knocked out, wasn't I?
Afraid so, yeah.
My glass jaw.
That's a good diagnosis.
Wait just a minute. You knocked me out.
Ben.
You did, didn't you?
Now, listen just a minute before you lose your cool.
Too late. There you were waving your arms around and you connected with my face.
That's not quite how it happened.
How am I going to audition for Doggy Zone now?
You can still talk.
Is my face bruised?
Well.
Is it?
A little bit.
How much is a little bit?
The side of your jaw.
Marla, thanks a lot. It may not be the most prestigious thing in the universe, but it could pay some bills for me.
I have apologized.
Do it again.
I'm sorry.
One more time.
I'm sorry.
Once more.
No! If I could go back and change it, I would, but I can't, so I won't.
That made absolutely no sense.
What's done is done, Ben.
Yeah, so instead of punching me in the face, you would dropkick me, right?
No.
What would you do then?
This. That's what I would do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll let you get on with your life.
Marlo, wait!
What do you want?
This.
Holy cow! I did not see that coming anytime soon.
Hey, break that up! Other people have to live here, you know.
Sorry, we got carried away.
Yeah, we'll do it somewhere else. That's my couch, and I want to sit down and write some more songs for my musical.
Astrid, you have somewhere gotten the idea that you're the boss of everyone in the universe. I've got news for you. You're not.
That's my couch, Marla.
That your parents paid for.
Ah, yeah, round two. My money's on...
Sierra! Girls, listen, please. Remember what happened last time?
Marla, if you're standing up face to face to me, I'm assuming you want to fight.
Not really, no. But if I have to, I will.
Ladies, please.
And here we go. 3, 2...
Back off, Marla.
I'll knock your block off.
Bring it!
Girls!
One? Can I call him or what?
Ben! Astrid, look what you've just done!
Now there's room on the couch. Thanks, Marla. Now where's my pen?
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Thrilled to Announce, Combustible. In the cast, as Sierra Zanmatic, as Astrid, Madison Baker, as Ben, Kieran Shatler, and as Marla, Jemima McPeak. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.
Hi, Hiya, kids. This is Stinky the Elf coming to yous from the North Pole. Yous know, Santa Claus's workshop, right? Well, I've been asked to convey a special message to yous that my boss, Santa Claus, that's right, the jolly old fat guy in the red suit, wants to hear from all the little boys and girls out there. Here's an opportunity to tell him your Christmas list and any other special holiday message you got. And on Fridays, starting the day after Thanksgiving, my boss will read your message out loud on a new podcast called Santa's Inbox, exclusively on the Mutual Network. He'll mention your first name only, plus the town you're from, and then read your email out loud so everybody can hear it. Ain't that exciting? Yeah, Sandy told me that he used to read letters from kids on the radio back in the day, but I told him, I'm only 300 years old. I can't remember that far back. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, this offer is open to anybody. Kids, grown-ups, the young at heart, anybody who wants to send a special message or a dedication to anybody else. So anyways, start sending Santa Claus your emails now to santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. That's santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. Kids, please ask your folks to send your email for you.